Today we are going to talk a little bit about RNIB Bookshare. We'll find out what it is, how successful it is, and why it is so good for blind and partially sighted people of all ages in education. We will be chatting with Onyx Pinedo a little bit later, who is a teacher. But first of all, we have Rochelle Pretzel from RNIB Bookshare.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me, first of all, about RNIB Bookshare. What is it and how does it work?
So RNIB Bookshare is a free service available to those within the United Kingdom. And we provide accessible content to people with print disability. So this is like with visual impairment, dyslexia, dyspraxia, or even for those individuals who have difficulty in holding a printed book. And we support those currently affiliated within an educational establishment. So this includes early year centers, schools, colleges, and universities, sensory support teams, and adult learning centers. It's all digital, downloadable resources. So any title you can think of, or if you need tactile images, we've got it.
And I think we should really also mention that you've just hit a fantastic milestone for RNIB Bookshare.
We did. We hit 1 million. It was right before Christmas. So it was a lovely Merry Christmas for us. But we are currently at over 1,016,000. So it's very exciting for us.
I would never have thought there were that many books in the world and titles. But there you go. That's a fantastic amount to have at your fingertips that people who need it can access.
Yeah, well, and we wouldn't have that without the publishers that we've got working with us. We've got 1,045 publishers and their imprints working with us. And Palgrave Macmillan have provided us with over 299,000 titles. So they've really helped push us over that 1 million mark. And we also have got Taylor and Francis. We've got Wiley and Bloomsbury and Penguin Random House working with us as well, who are supplying their titles.
It's great to bring all those together. Now, when you talk about accessible formats, so what kind of formats do you have? How do you get it to people?
They can download the formats. So the formats that we've got available, they're going to be in an EPUB. So within the EPUB file, we've got a Word document, DAISY audio, and then there's DAISY image, and there's MP3 and Braille. And then a lot of our publishers will provide us with the PDF for those books as well.
If you were asked for a title that weren't in that 1 million plus titles, are you able to kind of go to the publishers and request that?
Oh, definitely. We get loads of book requests throughout the day. So if there is a book that you can't find that you need, on our website, we have a request a book feature that allows you to request that specific title. And then we will ask that publisher for that title for you. So it doesn't take too long to get them. Our publishers are quick to respond.
We'll come back to you in just a moment, Rochelle. We have Onyx with us as well. Onyx, you are a teacher yourself. What does something like RNIB Bookshare mean to you when you're thinking about preparing lessons, you're thinking about teaching your class?
When I think about trying to teach my pupils without having RNIB Bookshare available, it's quite scary. I'm an English teacher, so I do rely quite a lot on the service. I teach in a specialist setting, so I teach in a VI school, and I feel that all of my children, all of my pupils have access to a world, or the world of literature, that they wouldn't necessarily have without the service. So I love it.
Do they all use the same format, or do they use different formats as well?
They use all of the formats that Rochelle mentioned earlier. I have users of all of those formats. So I do have some pupils who listen to audio files at the moment. They might not be at the stage where they're able to read for themselves. But then I also have pupils who are on their grade 2 Braille, and they have their book embossed. And then I also have people who like to have a text file, or they might use the digital file with a reader app or something, and they read it on the iPad so that they have a choice of reading some of it themselves and listening to other parts of the stories. So it's fantastic.
In terms of their education, it's a massive positive as well.
It definitely is. And I think what another really amazing factor to consider as well is that once they've got their logins, they can access those books wherever they are. So I might be reading something with them in class and they're engaging with me, but when they go home, they can log in and they can pick up from where they left off at home. So they can do homework tasks using the texts.
Tell us then, Rochelle, what's the sort of top 10 books that are being downloaded at the moment?
Number one, we've got Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. At number two, we've got The Gruffalo. And then we've got An Inspector Calls. And then we've got Harry Potter, The Philosopher's Stone, sitting at number four. Wonder, sitting at number five. We've got Of Mice and Men. And then The Boy in Striped Pajamas. At number eight, we've got Harry and the Prisoner of Azkaban. At number nine, we've got Matilda. And number 10, we have got Holes. I do like to think that parents or students are downloading to read with each other. I do think it's funny because we've got a list of our top 100 downloads. And the 100th download is Fortnite for Dummies. So I did, like, when we pulled that stat, we did have a giggle because we were like, you know, I could just think of parents and teachers, we're just sitting here groaning like, oh.
So Onyx, you're sitting playing Fortnite in the classroom. And
yeah.
What are you guys reading at the moment?
At the moment, we're reading a mixture of text. The pupils all have individual reading books, so they're reading for pleasure and reading for leisure. But we are moving on to Blood Brothers at the moment. They'll begin to do that over the next few weeks. And with my previous classes that I've studied that text with, they absolutely love it.
Must be great as an English teacher to hear that. They're eager to read
more.
Yeah,
it's lovely. It really was. It was lovely.
Rochelle, it's obvious that RNIB Bookshare does make a massive difference. And, you know, this isn't just for primary school kids, you see. You know, you're talking right up to university level and so on here as well. If people would like to find out more about the service or would like to make use of the service, how can they do that?
So our website is rnibookshare.org. It's important to put RNIB in there. Otherwise, you're going to pull up Bookshare for the US or Ireland or India. Or you can email us at edcollection@rnib.org.uk.
So easy to get in touch with you, and it's completely free. Is that for everyone?
Yep. So it's free for in the United Kingdom. There is an annual fee of £150 to those who join us from outside the UK.
It is a fantastic service, RNIB Bookshare. Congratulations again, Rochelle, on breaking the 1 million title milestone. And Onyx, great to hear the class are loving to read, and you know there's a real hunger for more. And thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.